I've been fighting for almost 14 years now. I started back in 94 when I was 14 years old. I grew up in Baltimore City. We didn't know anything about boxing. We was the street fighters. We were little gang members, and we were what you call punks. We was unbeatable, bulletproof, and whatever else you can imagine. So I kind of got into boxing. I was taking my girlfriend to a movie. I was 14 years old, to a dollar movie in Arbutus. So I caught the bus, I got off the bus, and right in front of the bus, there was a boxing gym in Arbutus. So me being a street kid, I'm bad, nobody can beat me. So I walk into the gym, and there was a guy sitting there, and he's actually still my trainer today. And he asked me if I knew how to fight. You don't ask a city kid if he knows how to fight. I said, ain't nobody in here can beat me. So he asked me if I wanted to try it. So I said, definitely. He put all this foreign gear on me, boxing gloves, headgear. We didn't have no idea what it was. We just fight. So we get in there, and this guy hits me, knocks me through the ropes onto the floor. I got up with the biggest knot on my eye. So I said, man, that was the biggest piece of humble pie of my life. So he started talking to me, asked me if I wanted to get into boxing. I said, definitely. So lo and behold, I missed the movie, so I caught more hell from that. So I go home, I tell my mom, she's sitting on the porch, that I wanted to become a fighter. She told me, boy, get the hell in the house, you're crazy. I put you in karate, you don't go. I said, Mom, I really want to do it. I really want to do it. So finally, she takes me out there and signs me up. Been doing it ever since. I had 97 amateur fights. So I went on to fighting, and I started winning and winning and winning. It became really easy to me. I fought all over the country. I fought the top guys, the rated guys in the country. I was rated number 9 in the country. I fought all over U.S. I fought in Brazil, fought in Disney World, fought in Las Vegas, fought in Reno. And where do you go when you win? I've already fought there. Disney World. So I just went to the bar. Closest thing to it. So the goal when you're amateur is to make it to the Olympics. So I figured I was at that level. I was fighting Olympic top guys. So I went on training and went on training. And I fought to try to make it to the Olympics. Well, Halloween night in November, I was shot through my groin in 99. So that eliminated the Olympic trials. They told me I would die. I would never fight again. I would never run again. Told me I would have blood clot within a year. I had a chance of dying. So 2 months later, I said, ain't shit gonna stop me from doing what I love. I taped a picture of my son's leg to me and got in the ring and fought with the bullet still in my groin. I won the fight. I had the bullet removed from me because it was giving me lead poison. Couldn't make the Olympics, so my next goal was to turn pro. That's all I always wanted to do, was be a pro fighter. I used to watch it on TV. We used to sit and watch the fights all the time at my friend's house because I was involved in it then. Everybody says, you got to turn pro. You'll be great at pro. You'll be great. And I said, yeah, I'm doing it. And the time came. I never did it. Oh, I didn't do it at the time. And everybody kept saying, you had too much experience. You're beating these guys. Move on. Make some money. Go on. That was something I always wanted to do. Nothing was going to stop me from doing it. But I didn't want to do it. Everybody thought I did. I thought I did. But then when it come time to saying, hey, you ready to do it? Yeah, I'm ready. I wasn't ready. Mentally, I wasn't ready. So finally, he said, okay, your time's here. You had enough fights. You started to turn pro. This is in 2004. I'm thinking, okay, I'm ready. I leave the gym. I'm not ready. But I already committed to this. I'm ready. So you know what? This is it. I go home. I sit down. I get myself mentally ready. I train so hard for this fight. I run so much. I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about it. I couldn't sleep. I would make up 2 o'clock, go running. I would come home with blisters. Huge blisters on the bottom of both feet. I would go to the gym. I would train so hard just because I couldn't let myself down. This is something that I wanted to do so bad, I was scared of it. I would go and hit the bag so hard, I would leave. My knuckles were just raw blood just coming down my bones. So I said, everybody, this was the biggest fight in Baltimore. I was the most popular kid in Baltimore. I sold more tickets than Ticketmaster. So here comes the time for the fight. I'm training. I'm selling tickets. Before you know it, I sold 350-some tickets. So training onto this fight, you go from wearing a headgear and a shirt and bigger gloves as an amateur boxer. The hardest damn thing for me to do turn pro was taking my shirt off and fighting without a shirt. And I'm the kind of guy who loves being naked. But the hardest thing was taking my shirt off. It felt like the shirt was my shield. Taking my shirt off felt like they were easier to hit me. And then the headgear wasn't a big thing. That was just like going to the bar fighting. And you're at the bar fighting, that's it. But, lo and behold, it was like you had to take your shirt off. That's the rules of the pro game, and you get little gloves. which I like that too. But I would get into the gym and start training with my shirt off, and I would look like a little sissy being hit because I didn't know how to react to being hit with a shirt off. So finally I got over that, and then here comes the fight night. It's time to go. And my phone's ringing so much, and everybody's calling me about tickets. And here, you know what? I'm trying to get a ticket back at Disney World so I can get the hell away from this fight. But I couldn't run. It was time for me to do this. I had to face up to it. It's something that I wanted to do so bad, but I was so scared of. And I wanted to go. So we get to the fights, and I'm sitting back in there. I'm nervous, and I must have used the bathroom like 6 times. So I'm back here getting my hands wrapped. And that's when it's like, everything, and there's so many people here, but you're just like in a tunnel vision. All you see is this, the fight that you relived. Did you do your homework? Did you run enough? Did you train enough? Did you do everything right? What's this guy like you're going to fight? All that goes through your head, and you're just like mentally get ready, fall the hell out right in the back of the stage. You're asking for oxygen. So I look at my trainer as he's wrapping my hands, and I said, can you do me a favor? And he said, what's that? I said, am I ready to be here? And he said, you should have been here a long time ago. So I'm sitting there, I'm nervous as hell, I'm scared to death, everybody leaves me, I'm sitting back here by myself. I'm like, what the hell, the fight's over with, everybody leave? Why am I here by myself? Nobody's back here with me, I'm scared. I look over, there's a whole mob of people, well, I just don't see them sitting there with me because I'm so mentally gone, scared to death, felt like I really had bipolar that night. So it come time for them to call my fight, so I get up to my trainer again, I said, can you look me in my eye? Am I in over my head here? And he started busting out laughing. I didn't think it was funny at all. So we walk out, and I hear him yelling, pass school, pass school. The whole place erupts. And you get goosebumps from your toes up to your earlobes. So I'm sitting there, I look out. It's like, you guys seen that movie Green Mile? That's what it was like. I was walking to my damn death. So I wanted to turn around and go, but I look and I seen everybody. I had my mother there, I had my family there, I had my kids there, I had all my friends there, I had everybody that ever wanted to see me turn pro. I sold over 350 some tickets. That was probably, I'm probably the only one in Maryland's ever done that. So I was like, man, this shit is crazy. And this is something I like doing. But before this, I would love to fight. I'll sit home on the couch watching The Simpsons. They say, you want to fight? Yeah, I'll show up and go fight. It was amateur, it was something I did. But it's something I love doing so much I was so scared of. So finally I get there, we're walking to the ring. And as I'm walking to the ring, I look and I see the crowd. And they're playing this music. You know, I'm a street kid, I like Eminem, and they're playing it. And I'm pumped up and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get this guy. And when I get in the ring, I was the main event. And they stop and play the goddamn national anthem. And I'm looking across at this guy and I'm like, come on, this guy's a big dude, you know? And that was my first pro fight. That was his 7th pro fight. And he was 3-3 with 3 knockouts. So I said, this is a bad dude. And I was the underdog here. I knew it. Nobody else thought it, but I knew I was the underdog. They thought I was Rocky Balboa the way they cheered for me. They had no idea. I was scared to death. So I get in there, and they're singing the national anthem again. Then they want to come talk to us about the rules and all that. I'm like, please ring the stand bell. So finally the bell rings and we go at it, and I'm boxing and I'm doing okay and I'm nervous, just getting the jitters out the first round. And I won the first round. I sat down and look at the crowd and they're all cheering up, yelling at me, telling me what to do. Like I can hear a million people talking to me. And they're all doing all this shit. I'm like, okay, one more time. So finally I go back into the second round, the bell rings, and I go out there and I'm really frustrating this guy. I mean, I like to bullshit them. I like to talk shit to them and do difference to make them frustrated. People are hard to fight when they're frustrated. So I frustrated him enough to where he pushed me against the rope and headbutts the shit out of me. And he cuts me. After the fight, I got 10 stitches in my eye and he backed up and said, now, bitch. That's what he said to me. But then I brought the bitch out of me. So now it was time to go to work. I couldn't see him. The blood was gushing out my face. The referee stopped the fight. He stopped for a moment to check my eye out. I begged him not to stop the fight. He let me go again. I told him, let's come on. Let's do it. So we went out. We fought the fight. 3rd round, I beat him again. I won that round. 4th round, I went out totally. Just pretty much dominated that round. Come to the end, I beat him with unanimous decision. The place went crazy. I felt like falling the hell out after that. I was so mostly stressed out, but it was a good night. It turned out great. I went out and got drunk after that. Woke up the next day sore, and I think I went and got drunk again. But I continued on fighting. Now I'm actually 14 fights. I'm undefeated now. And I just recently won the Maryland State Athletics, East Coast Championship. But something you want so bad, a damn shirt was going to keep you from getting it. So, thank you so much.